Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here talking about some market stats, how 2009 ended up, and we've done some comparisons, what's happened in the nation and how that kind of compares to what happens locally and how we arrived at this point with such a stellar year.
And the fact that Kennewick was declared the big winner by CNN Money, real estate-wise, into 2010. And again, we can't stress that enough, that people all over the country are going to see that. Businessmen, businesses, industry, not just home buyers. And that should bode very well for, you know, future economic growth. Now, of course, as we've said before many times, we can tell when it gets close to the pick three time because you start bouncing up and down in the chair. So it's time to give us three of the most attractive real estate prospects in the Tri-Cities. So let's take a look at the pick three.
Okay, perfect. So here's what we've got this week. Once again, as I said, a lot of new inventory coming on the market. Exciting time of year, good weather. You know, we're just off to a rolling whiz-bang start here. So pick number one, I've got a home that's listed on the corner of 27th and Anderson. We just listed it. It's a mid-entry home, has four bedrooms, two baths. It's situated on a quarter-acre lot, tons of mature trees so that you get that awesome, you know, that awesome summer shade back there. Keeps everything nice and cool. The square footage on the home, it's a little over 2,100 square feet, and it's priced at $165,000.
Wow.
Just like we were talking about, this is just right down the street from the Home Depot, right by Canyon Lakes. So with all that new development going on out there in South Kennewick, this puts you just right really close to it for a great price point of $165,000.
Plus the fact that it's got mature trees, so that indicates that it's already got the lawn.
Yep.
It's already got the landscaping, so that's another plus. When you move in, you're not going to be having to, and you know, and people like to have their own design stuff, but other people, when they're looking for a house, well, hey, the lawn and the yard and everything's already there. I just got to move in.
Extra parking. I mean, it is a great, great home for the money. So that is just a fabulous pick there on Anderson. Now, pick number two, we have on the corner of Kirkwood and Highlands in West Richland. Once again, we just listed this home. It's actually a bank short sale, so it's priced super, super attractive. Four bedrooms, 2.5 baths, two-story home with a three-car garage, 2,408 square feet, all on over a quarter acre of the lot, and built in 2005, so in that newer West Richland developments out there, and it's listed at $195,000.
Wow.
I mean, that just for that square footage, that location. Three-car garage, extra parking. I mean, if it wasn't a short sale, it surely wouldn't be priced here. So,
yeah.
So fabulous opportunity out there in West Richland. If you're in that square footage and that price range, give us a call. Now, pick number three, a little bit different for us, but we thought we'd throw it in there, a kind of a commercial business opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, this is the Real Estate Update, so we're not afraid to talk about that type of stuff.
Absolutely.
We're definitely kind of lean to a focus on residential, but we can also point you in the right direction when you need help with the commercial and get you hooked up with the right agents.
Mm-hmm.
So pick number three on this is located just around the corner from the studios here in Pasco. We've got 605 Road 27. A lot of people might know this is a restaurant and lounge, The Hut.
Mm-hmm.
It's been around forever. Awesome building. 4,600 square feet. Has a huge wide open floor plan. Great food. Great location. Right by the bowling alley. And this place has even has pull tabs included in the business that you're buying.
Mm-hmm.
They just reduced the price $100,000.
Wow.
And they reduced it so it's now priced at $350,000. The owner said because of some health reasons and stuff, they want to get this place sold.
Mm-hmm.
They want to move on. So there's a lot of opportunities here, a lot of different financing opportunities, mm-hmm. a lot of different business opportunities. If you've thought about doing something like this, there probably won't be something like this where you can walk into cash flow like that and have somebody be this flexible.
And if you wanted to keep it that way, it's a well-known Tri-Cities name, has been that way for years. And safe to say it'll be a number of years before you would see this type of opportunity at that price.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, when you look at restaurants and equipment and you look at all of that.
Startup costs if you were building your own place.
Yeah, to find something like that, if you've even had a thought about starting a restaurant or something like that, I would encourage you to call us so we can put you in contact with the right people to make this happen, because
mm-hmm.
this very well could save you a couple hundred thousands of dollars and put you into a stronger position immediately. immediately. And once again, as we've been talking about on the show here, we're definitely an area that's still increasing and looking for, you know, more jobs, population growth, and appreciation. So
absolutely
great opportunity. That's why it's in the pick three. Feel free to give us a call. Once again, you can catch me on my cell phone at 727-8977, and we'd love to put you in contact with one of those properties.
So that is your pick three, and of course, if you're kind of wondering, we've talked about it before. Within a week to 10 days after the pick three, we're looking at a 30 to 40% moving rate on these. Usually each week when we come back and touch base about the previous week, these houses are moving or properties are moving at about a 30 to 40% rate within the 30 to 40% of them are gone within a week.
You're exactly right. In fact, 4219 Hood that we talked about, and that was just that half acre, build a shop, starter home for 140 in Kennewick, gone this week under contract.
Wow.
So, you know, just like you said, it's great to see those move so quickly, and we'd love to put the listeners in contact with those properties. So, a lot of fun. Like I said, my favorite segment of the show. That's what it's all about at the end of the day, is finding the properties. So.
Yeah. A couple more things that you wanted to touch on, too, as we're kind of wrapping up 2009. We talked about some of the different price ranges and the percentages that they made up of the markets and how much they went up. And there were a couple of other things that you wanted to share with people, too, so that our listeners on News Talk can get an idea of what was our market doing despite some of the news that you hear around the country.
Perfect. And really, we had continued steady increases up to about the $350,000 price range. You know, our market, even in the fourth quarter, continued to come on super strong. I would say up to 350, and when you look back, you can find some real reasons that correlate to that. One of the biggest being that it's not just those folks, all those folks that were buying the first-time homebuyer houses with the tax credits. The houses they were buying, those folks were going somewhere. And so it was kind of a double-edged whammy, you know, for stimulating the economy. And that's why things were really good up to 350, because those folks were selling $130,000 houses and then they were buying, you know, 250 to 300. So we also saw big gains in that price point, and that kind of, you know, helped stimulate some of our upper end sales. Now, when you get above 350, things get a little dicier. You know, and that was probably one of the only places, and there's a couple price ranges that, you know, that didn't quite fare, you know, as well. So homes priced like above that, 400,000 and above, you know, those fell about 30%, from 2008. And part of that was, you're getting into what's called a jumbo mortgage, you know. So anything above $417,000 that's financed is a jumbo mortgage, and those basically a ton of those programs just went away. They just didn't exist anymore.
They were eliminated as part of all the news that you heard about the bailouts and the companies and all that. They, the folks that were restructuring all this, did away. They just scrapped a lot of those programs. So as I understand it, there were a lot fewer venues that someone who's looking at a house that's 450 or even $500,000, there were a lot fewer financing opportunities for them to rely on, correct?
Exactly. And what happens in those situations, too, is sometimes, you know, those upper-end homes sell to business owners, small business owners, small manufacturers, people that turn and push a lot of money back into their businesses. Mm-hmm. And those type of loans are a completely different animal, because your business might show that it's super profitable, but if you're retaining a lot of that money in your business, you know, and delaying what you're getting. In the past, you used to be able to use some of that income to qualify or show as assets. Well, the rules just really came down hard on those loans. So a lot of even people in those positions that could buy those homes just flat out couldn't qualify in their current situation to do it. So, you know, that's a big reason why we saw, you know, why we saw a big drop there. For instance, even in 08, and you know, a lot of these sales happened in the beginning of 08 before we had a major crackdown on this, from 500,000 to 550 in 2008, it doesn't sound like a lot, but it actually is. We had 20 sales.
Yeah.
So a decent amount. You move into 09 and you look 500,000 to 550 and we drop down to 12.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, almost a 50%, you know, 55% drop in the number of home sales in that price range, and once again, that, the majority of that being to financing. So big drop there. Once again, you look too, shockingly, we had 10 sales in 08 from 600 to 650, and then that number dropped by 50% also last year in 2009 to only 5. So, it's tough to look when, if you have a house that's priced at $500,000 in 2009, 5 to 550, and you look back and there's only one a month selling, there can't be too many of those. So,
Well, it's kind of the same analogy with automobiles. You look at a lot of median-priced vehicles they sell. It's going to be a lot harder to sell a car to somebody that's 60 grand as opposed to a car that's 25 to 32 grand.
That's exactly right.
And you are dealing with a much smaller segment of the population that can get into that.
You are. And so when you look at one a month selling, 12 selling, and you've got, roughly 24 to 30, on the market, even if it's 12 sales and you've got 24, you're looking at a year's supply of homes in that price point. So, it either has to be priced really, really well, or have, as always in real estate, a spectacular location. So that really makes a big difference when the sales drop and things get tougher. The quality products like that always rise to the top. So the only other thing, I know stats, we kind of get into a lot of time and we run short on time, but the only other thing that's a big indicator that's happening right now that I wanted to mention is building permits. So what's kind of cool is we saw Pasco, for instance, saw building permits for new homes increase from, they had roughly 400 in 2008 to 463 in 2009. So, as far as from a home building standpoint, we're seeing some increases. Mm-hmm. And so it's nice to see that some of that bank financing is starting to loosen back up a little bit. The builders that have always been good and solid still are. The banks are realizing that, mm-hmm. and they're letting them build again.
Yeah.
And why wouldn't they in a market like this where we're producing the sales and we're down to a four-month supply of homes, in the $100,000 to $200,000 price range? We need those homes to be built.
Yeah. Yeah, because the supply's got to keep up with the demand.
That's exactly right. So it's nice to see, it's nice to see those things starting to happen. And that's really, that's really kind of how 2009 got summed up. People are asking me all the time, where do we go from here and what's 2010 look like and what do you think's going to happen? That's one thing about being an agent, I'm not, is I don't have a crystal ball. I can't predict the future. But what I can do is know this market as better than anyone else can, and keeping a pulse on it, knowing these numbers, that's where your agent really comes into play. As someone that's been here for a long time, seen the differences in the market, knows the different neighborhoods, and really knows exactly what's happening. I always tell people that, we're not here to make the market, but I'm here to report the market and then put you in the best possible position. So I guess I'm going to say we're not going to get a lot of huge predictions out of me.
Yeah.
That being said, I will indicate two things, and it's just an opinion as always, but I do expect that tax credit to be done. That they extended the first-time homebuyer tax credit and the move-up tax credit. You have to be in contract in a house by April 30th, close by June 30th. Mm-hmm. I do expect that tax credit to be done and not extended again. And you know what? If it did get extended again, I would be shocked. I would love to be wrong about this. Mm-hmm. Let's hope I am. But I do think the next 3 months represent a unique opportunity for those people to use something that I think is going to run out.
Yeah.
I just don't think, that's going to be a staple forever. And so that coupled with interest rates where they are now, there are also a lot of speculation that those rates are going to be rising. Mm-hmm. So here we've had two awesome things, phenomenal things lined up, low interest rates plus the tax credit truly has been a boon to first time home buyers and move up buyers. And then all of a sudden it's going to be kind of a shock to the system around April, May, June. Those credits are going to go away. away. Mm-hmm. Probably there's going to be less buying of mortgage-backed securities by the federal government. Rates are going to go up a little bit. So it could be a little interesting. So, you know, I definitely am definitely encouraging everybody to really take a hard look if you need to sell at contacting us here at the Kenmore team, letting us help you sell in that early market when things are still lined up, just probably the best they've been in a long time.
Yes. Well, if you had a crystal ball, that would be an unfair advantage.
It would be an unfair advantage. If I find one, I won't tell anybody, and we'll just continue on and hope that. So, but yeah. No, anyway, so it was a great, you know, it was a fabulous year. It looks like we're lined up for another great screaming start to another fabulous year. So anything we can do to help you guys with your real estate needs and continue reporting the real estate market as we go through 2010, we're excited to do it. So
absolutely.
Once again, this is Lance Kenmore. You can contact me anytime direct on my personal cell phone at 727-8977, and we'll see you next week.
Right here on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update on News Talk 870. Morning and welcome to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Updates on News Talk 870 KFLD. I just stole your thunder, Lance.
It's hey.
Scott McKay along with Lance Kenmore.
Not a problem. Glad to be here, as always, every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. If you have any questions about what we talk about today or past shows or in the future, you can get a hold of me direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. Now, week two in the diet challenge. Is everybody holding strong around here or what?
Yeah, Ange is still losing weight and feeling good. And Greg DeLang on the cord waking crew, we brought in some iced animal crackers and Pringles, and he didn't bite. So now we're going to have to move up to breakfast burritos.
Good. And I can actually, I could walk again this week without stinging pain in my legs after, you know, restarting the workout regimen last week.
Go.
So it's so hopefully I still have a chance there. But sounds like your wife's all over it.
Yeah, she's fired up.
Good. Now, we have, as always, we like to start off with a little bit of local real estate news. You know, what have people been talking about? What's in the news? And some weeks not as much, but this week there was a lot of great articles and a lot of great real estate news. Just to touch base on, in case people missed it, there were some great newspaper articles. Firstly, earlier in the week about the potential for new water park plans and special use permit out in Pasco.
Yes, and having talked to some of the business people involved, I understand. I was told directly by one of the participants in the Shark, I believe it's the, I'm trying to remember the name.
Well, there were two. That's the next article.
This is the one in the Southridge development.
That's what I was going to say next. So then following that up, you know, like they kind of debuted in the papers. And 2 days later, we have, the Shark Reefer out there, the Southridge development.
I understand they're going to be breaking ground this summer. And they told me personally, I talked to them on the phone, they said they are targeting Memorial Weekend of 2011 as their opening date. And I said, and then they said, that's what we're doing. So apparently, at least the information I was given.
Well, yeah, you have some firsthand knowledge on it that I didn't even have written down here. So
yeah,
that's.
But they're very excited about that. But they plan to start turning some dirt this summer. At least that's what I was told.
Well, that's fabulous. I mean, either project, regardless of whether it's in Pasco or Kennewick, you know, I know there's a lot of people that travel up to Triple Play and Silverwood and that type of stuff. That you know, it would be a lot more economical for the community to have an option like that here. So,
or options.
Exactly.
Two would be even better because then one of them, you know, serve the needs of Franklin County and the other one Benton County, and that way people wouldn't have to drive as far and lines would be shorter. And, you know,
if it is economically feasible, I wish both of those people a lot of luck. And it's just exciting to see our area continue to gain steam and continue to get some of those amenities. I mean, trust me, I got a 7 and 5 year old myself, and I read those real estate articles about that, and it makes us, you know, know, very happy. So,
yeah.
So excited to see that.
Much needed addition to the Tri-Cities ever since, you know, the other one went away.
Definitely. And it was funny to read about it being in Southridge. You know, we've had a lot of, you know, we've had some people from Southridge developers on the air before. We've talked about some controversial developments out there. And I know there was even reported on that real estate news line, there's a brand new wine bar, located out there in the strip center. So it just continues to be a hot area out there. And, you know, we love to see the development and the growth here for sure. So
absolutely.
And then we always do like to, if it is in the news, throw a little interesting piece of information in there. We've talked about short sales and foreclosures with homes and stuff on this show. And
yeah,
if anybody missed it, it was a little kind of raise your eyebrows, but Whistler Village up in Vancouver, where they're up there, where they're going to be holding the Olympics, the developer up there of the Whistler Village, they were filed with a notice of trustees sale, and they are in foreclosure. And the sale date is to be called February 19th. Smack dab in the middle of the Olympics.
Now, to kind of put it in perspective, the Whistler Village, how does this tie in? Do you know how this ties in specifically to the Olympic venues?
Well,
is this part of the Whistler Lodge?
Well, no, I think it was actually a section they said that the development company it owned included in that property was where the bobsled and luge track was.
Oh, my.
So, I mean, it's pretty, you know, it's kind of interesting.
Wow.
We always think of this on a smaller scale. Now, the article did go on to ensure, you know, it was listed in the Tri-City Herald, did go on to ensure that, you know, operations were going to continue throughout this time period, and that they were more just fervently working on a refinance option as opposed to having, you know, I think they were just covering their basis. But obviously there's some issues there, even some on some of these upper end properties. And so, you know, you think on a smaller scale it only happens, and sometimes don't realize the same type of repercussions throughout the whole economy.
Yeah,
so
the IOC is probably grabbing their chests right about now.
Yeah, they probably.
And those guys can't afford to have that happen. They're not exactly, well, they've been around a long time, let's just say that.
Exactly. So,
wow.
So interesting real estate news. We always like to report some of that for people that might have missed those. And, you know, it's definitely interesting to keep up on some of that stuff. And really, you know, that's kind of how we're going to segue into today's topic a little bit. Our local market here, you know, just continues to be so much different from a lot of the news that you'll see when you're reviewing, like, the national news headlines. And, I mean, for instance, we have started off this year with just a huge, huge rally for January. Our office has just been busier than ever. A lot of that, we have definitely our great listeners to thank for that. A lot of support coming in from that and people that have heard the show and calling in. So we always do appreciate that. But we've already had three sales this week, you know, this past week. We've got two or three other contracts out we're negotiating on.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of new developments and things happening, and we're excited to bring that news, you know, continue on and carry that news through 2010. But we really wanted to kind of wrap up what actually happened in 2009, where were things selling, you know, what was selling, and how did the different price ranges kind of shake out so that everybody in the community knew exactly where we were at. So it was interesting when we look at some of those national articles. One in particular that just came out was CNN Money had reported an article that led with prices in 2010 as a whole are going to continue to drop. In fact, they were reporting that 342 out of 380 metro markets during the next year, the home values were continued to drop. I mean, we're talking massive percentages, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And overall, they think that the national home price median will drop by 11% by June 30th, by the middle of this year. So what it is we are still working through a ton of foreclosure inventory with the banks on a national level. You know, they had stalled foreclosures for different reasons. They had stopped for a while. And so you have still a big inventory of stuff on the books that is slowly, you know, filtering out into the market, and that's continuing to, you know, drive the prices down. But what was interesting, and what we've been reporting on the show here, and what's important to us locally, and it's always interesting, you know, it's always interesting to see, is the next stage, you know, of the article leads with the winners. You know, let's look at what's going
on. Let's look at that handful of markets. What was it you said, 300 and something?
Yeah, 341 out of 380 declining.
That would leave 39 markets, which I have a feeling you're going to say Tri-Cities is one of those.
Well, it's crazy. Here's the exact wordage from the article at CNNmoney.com. Is 6 markets will remain flat. 33 will actually post gains, so we're talking only 10%. And then the next sentence says it all. The biggest winner will be Kennewick, Washington.
Wow.
I mean, you know, it's great to see these articles, you know, being posted, and it's just garnering a huge amount of attention for our area, which kind of feeds on itself. So then they report that home prices have ramped up 8.9% over the past 3 years, and then are expected to increase about another 3% by June. Now, when I look at our overall market statistics, you know, I think that might be a little bit ambitious, you know, to call for the whole 3% to come by June. But it is possible, and then we could level out after that. So what's nice is as we start to get articles like this and people coming to the area, it really is kind of feeding on itself for us. I mean, we'll have clients call us and say, hey, I read this article about Kennewick. I'm doing some research. We're thinking about retiring. You know, we want to go to a community that preserves our equity, because a lot of these folks, for instance, in Miami and those bigger markets have lost 50% of their equity, and now they're really looking for stable communities that might not be so crazy, where you can preserve your equity. And really, Kennewick, you know, right now is leading the charge as one of those markets.
And that's something to consider, the significant percentage of Americans who are retirees that have a lot of their, well, shall we say, life savings or value tied up maybe in a paid-off property. And if the equity drops down, then where are you? Plus, I'm sure that businesses are looking at places. Real estate tends to be an indicator of a healthy economy, I would think.
That's exactly right.
You know, we're going to expand. We're looking about branching out with our company, and they're going to look a lot more at bringing their business here because the economy is not tanking, so to speak.
That's exactly right. And then what's happening is, you know, as we were kind of sitting in a position to really make a lot of gains in use, you've heard us talk about the tax credit on the show. Well, you know, it's going to be interesting because here in another 6 or 7 months with these projected price gains, you're actually going to have a larger number of communities where first-time homebuyer tax credits would work a lot better because the prices have dropped so far. But one of the reasons that our economy, you know, has been so healthy is because at the start of this, when they started putting in these initiatives and putting in these tax credits for first-time homebuyers to spur sales again, we were already in a position of having, you know, lower median priced homes that people could actually use the credit on and afford. And then that became very apparent in, you know, in our numbers. So when I take a national statistic like that and some of that stuff that's going on, and then we can break it down into our numbers, it really shows exactly what's happening. So I'll go through a couple here just to show kind of what these national articles are reporting and what's actually happened. So in 2008, the total number of sold units that we had here in the Tri-Cities was 3,116. And then in 2009, we had 3,467, which is great because we were able to, while everybody else was posting declines and decreases, we were actually able to post a little bit under a 10% increase in the number of sales, which is great because 2008 did represent a slowdown of about 20% from some of our highs in 07. So that was really nice to see that we've gained some of that back. And it's really apparent when we look at price ranges. So when I go through and look at 100,000 to 150,000, in 2008 we had 851 sales. So a pretty large number of sales in that price range. Mm-hmm. In fact, it represents about 27% of the market. Now, in 2009, we had 942 sales from 100 to 150. So in a market like ours, almost 100 additional sales in that price range.
Mm-hmm.
So that really just goes to show that that tax credit was more than likely. I mean, that's not the only scenario, but it was a huge driver in our market. So great to be in a market where people could utilize that, and then you know, also people, you know, were able to build houses in that price range and get them sold where when nobody else was selling. And then even that continues into the next price range, because a lot of people still use 150 to 200,000 as a starter price range home, you know, if it's a dual income family, that type of stuff. So when you look at that, in 2008 there was 821 sales, representing about 26% of the market, from 150 to 200. And then you go to 2009, this last year, and we had 974.
Wow.
So almost 140, you know, almost 100, be actually 150, 150 additional sales in that price range. Plus, we just talked about the $50,000 price range below that with 100. When you chalk that up, those two price ranges alone, from 100 to 200,000, represented the majority in our gains and our increases back in the market.
Wow.
And so, you know, it was just, you know, it was nice to see that, you know, an initiative like the tax credits was actually working, that we were in a market where people could utilize that. And if you had a house to sell, I mean, we preached it for months and months there on the show, you know, the last part of 2009, that if you were in that price range, now was the time to sell. And it really correlated as we look back and finish up our numbers for last year.
And 2009 did finish very strong.
It finished extremely strong. In fact, I've got a stat on that also. There was approximately almost 1,000, just under 1,000 home sales ended up closing in the fourth quarter, and that was the highest fourth quarter that we had had since 2005. For the,
wow.
So, I mean, it was really, really strong. And what that was is, you know, what you saw there was basically an extension of the tax credit happened during that quarter. And so people kind of knew when they saw that, we better jump on this, you know. And so that really spurred. And then at the same time, you know, things had kind of calmed down. I think there was a lot of fear in the Tri-Cities in the first couple of quarters that were we going to go the way the nation has gone, and kind of waiting. So once they extended that tax credit, things have kind of stabilized. People really took advantage of that. So strong, strong fourth quarter. We love that. It was great to see us finish, you know, finish above 2008 and really just have a big start into 2010. It's an exciting time to be in Tri-Cities, an exciting time to be in real estate.
If you're looking for a house, or to, you know, to sell or to buy, or even to build your own. You know, we were talking with Kyle last week, and
that's
your opportunity
exactly right.
to even build your own house.
Yeah, it is fabulous. So there's a couple more stats I want to go over. I know we're coming up on a break here. If you have any questions about any of this, you can reach myself, Lance Kenmore, on my cell phone at 727-8977. Otherwise, we'll see you on the other side of the break.
Right here on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update.